Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever we are in the world. I'm David Mackrath, and this is the series for people who are interested in Christianity, in what it means to become a Christian, but who do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ. There are, to be sure, millions of people in the world who say that they know the Lord Jesus Christ and that they are trusting him alone to be the Savior from all sin. So, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? If you don't, I'm here to speak about Christianity, what Christianity is. This won't be a long broadcast, but I'll try and deal with one aspect of becoming a Christian or being a Christian in each of these broadcasts. Today I'm going to read a very well-known verse amongst Christians, John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6. I'm reading in the Holy Bible, God's Word. And John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6, is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus making an exclusive claim, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus says. So immediately we should see that Jesus is making claims which cut across or go against the predominant philosophy, view, or teaching about religion in the world that we live, in the generation in which we live. Jesus is making an exclusive claim here in this situation. Welcome to those who are listening. This is an evangelistic broadcast, and so therefore I won't respond immediately to comments, although I'm very grateful to those who are listening and praying for this. Thank you. So Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. We're not used to hearing exclusive claims. We like to believe, for example, that every religion has some aspect of the truth, that all roads lead to God. Some will say there are many different paths up the same mountain with God at the top. Others will say that if you have an elephant and blindfolded men, each will describe the elephant in a different way, but it's the same elephant. But the truth is, there is only one way back to God, and that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is that Savior, the only Savior. There are those who are outraged by such a statement. How can you say that Jesus is the only way? How can you say that he is the only one that can deliver us from our sins and give us salvation? Well, the answer is there. He is the only one that can deliver us from our sins. Our sins have separated us from God. We are not naturally in fellowship with God. We need to be redeemed. We need to be restored. We need to be reconciled to God. And therefore, we must seek somebody or some way whereby we can be reconciled. Now, I hope this doesn't happen to you, but quite often I get lost in the woods. It's never a problem because I always have somebody with me who isn't lost and who can read a map. But imagine you're in some thick, deep, massive woods and you don't know which way to go to get home. Maybe there are three paths before you or many paths, but on your left, you see a path that goes off towards beautiful hills and a lovely sunset, and you're tempted to take that path. On your right, you see a path that winds through a lovely forest or wood, and it's enticing, and you think, that looks interesting, I'd like to go along that path. Ahead of you is a path that looks rocky and steep, and it's shrouded in mist. But only one of those paths will get you home, and if you take the wrong one, you won't make it. Well, so it is with the Lord Jesus Christ, and so it is with God. We need to be reconciled to Almighty God. Our sins have separated us from him. We may need to return to God the Father. We need to find peace with God because our sins deserve the wrath and anger of God and the judgment of everlasting damnation in hell fire. That's clearly the teaching of the Bible. I can't diminish that in any way whatsoever. If we take the wrong path, we're lost. If we take the right path, we're saved. Well, Jesus tells us he is the right path. Elsewhere, he tells us that he is the narrow gate, and we should strive to enter in at the narrow gate, because there's a broad road that leads to destruction, but there is a narrow gate that leads to life. Few there be that find it. What about you, my friend? Have you found the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the answer. He is the one that can reconcile us to God. Reconciliation to God, coming back to the Father, is about saving us from our sins and giving us everlasting life. It's about delivering us from the wrath to come and the hell to come, and giving us an eternity in heaven and in glory. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, there is only one truth. That's a difficult truth for us to accept in these days. I meet many people, particularly young people who've been taught this in the schools, who will say something like, well, that's true for you, but this is true for me, and something else is true for somebody else. Imagine you're back in that forest. The path that goes ahead is true for you. The path that goes to the right is true for somebody else, but the path that goes to the left is true for somebody else. Well, this doesn't bear examination. A thing cannot be true and untrue at the same time. There is only one truth. And if Jesus is that truth, as he says that he is truth, he says, no man can come to the Father but by me, then we must know what that truth is. It should be the passionate concern of every man, woman, and child in this world to discover, to find out what the truth is. And we shouldn't rest until we find it. We should never say that all things are equally true or that everything is true. If everything is true, I submit to you, then nothing is true. Jesus says, I am the truth. There is only one truth, and Jesus Christ is the truth. The Lord Jesus calls upon us to believe on him, to seek him, to find him, to receive him, to lay hold on him, to trust him to be our saviour from sin. There are so many lies around us, so many lies that can't help us. There are those who worship many idols, who call everything God or many things God, and that's not the truth. Those are lies, and they can't save us. There are those who worship one God, but he's not a holy trinity. The Bible teaches very clearly there is only one God, but that he is a holy trinity. And that God who is that holy trinity is the one who has sent his son, Jesus Christ, being the second person of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he says, I am the truth. So let me ask you this question. Are you seeking the truth? If you were a Muslim, you would say that Jesus isn't God, but the Bible says that Jesus is God. It's taught in many places. It's absolutely clear that Jesus Christ is both God and man. So if you're a Muslim and you reject Jesus' deity, you say he is not God, then your Jesus isn't the God of the Bible. He's not the truth. He is a false Jesus, a Jesus who can't help you, a Jesus who can't save you, a Jesus who you're not even looking for. But Jesus is mighty to save us, and he is the truth because he is God. He is the Word of God. Jesus said that, elsewhere that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. When a person becomes a Christian, they know the truth and the truth sets them free. It sets them free from the condemnation that goes with sin. It sets them free from the condemnation which the law of God brings, the Ten Commandments, for example, telling us that our lies, our swearing, our stealing, our sexual immorality and lusting, our covetousness, our anger and aggression and hatred, our idolatry and godlessness, all of these things, all of these sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ. The only way we can get to heaven is if we are saved by the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Now, Jesus is the life. We are described in the Bible as being dead in our trespasses and sins without Jesus Christ. Now you say, that's ridiculous. Here I am, I'm breathing, my heart's beating, I can see you, I can hear you, I'm not dead. No, you're not physically dead if you can hear this. But spiritually, you are dead before God in your trespasses and sins. We need to be born again, Jesus said. We need new life. We need to be transformed by the life-giving power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the life, and the life that we need, we can only find when we find Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. Now, to show that Jesus Christ has the power to give us life, the Lord Jesus himself was raised from the dead by the power of God. Yes, he died on the cross of Calvary. Yes, he was crucified. Now, the Lord Jesus was crucified as a sacrifice in the place of sinners. The Lord Jesus died in the place of sinners, and the Lord Jesus laid down his life in the place of sinners. But if he was buried today, then we could not believe that what he said is the truth. We could not believe he was the truth. But as he was resurrected by the power of God, as death could not hold him, as he was raised from the dead and triumphed over the grave, he shows us that he has the power of life. And he shows us that he is the truth. And he shows us that he is the way. The Lord Jesus died for sinners and was raised from the dead. And the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is at work in the heart of everybody who truly trusts him for the forgiveness of their sins. Do you trust him for the forgiveness of your sins? Have you believed on him? Are you seeking him with all your heart? They that seek me, the Bible says, will find me. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not rest satisfied until you have found him. No one else will take away your sin. No one else will transform you by his power. No one else will reconcile you to God. No one else will give you everlasting life. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you come to God through Jesus Christ, you will be saved forever and you will know the Lord. Imagine yourself back in that forest with different paths. There's only one path, and it's the path that leads to the Father by the cross of Jesus Christ, so to speak. We can only come back to God through Jesus. Nobody else has dealt with the guilt or the power of sin. No one else can take our sins away. No one can cleanse us and make us clean, so clean that we can stand before God without fear of his wrath or judgment. God's love is revealed in Jesus Christ. All of God's love is revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the one who said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, I pray that you'd find the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you call on his name. That you'd find him to be the truth with a capital T, the only truth, and that truth which saves you from your sin and gives you everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And just thanks to those who have watched and to those who've commented. Thank you, and the Lord bless you and encourage you. I might just say that I'm hoping to do quite a lot more of these short videos in days to come. But your support and encouragement is greatly welcomed, and thank you, brother, for your encouragement. It is the most blessed thing in this world to know Jesus Christ as my Saviour from sin. Amen.